Hi, good afternoon. It's good to see you. Today I want to try and talk to you for 5 minutes about paper. All right, let's see how I go. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Obviously, all of you write down some things during the day, and I'm sure you will write it down on paper, most of you anyway. Where does paper come from? Well, as a civilization, once we developed a system of writing, we had to write down on something, of course. In the very beginning, people chiseled shapes and words into rocks. And then, of course, you move from rocks to wood. You can carve words into wood. But, of course, wood tablets are not very portable. And once you've carved it, you can't reuse them. Then we have wax tablets. Wax you can actually reuse. You can press it flat and write again. But, of course, wax tablets are not very portable either. Some civilizations even use gold sheets. They chiseled words into the gold sheets. Now, all these ideas are fine for writing on, but they're not very portable. And most of them are not reusable. Paper, of course, comes from Egypt. Well, not of course. Egypt invented paper, papyrus, in 2560 BC, about 4,500 years ago. That type of paper, papyrus, comes from reeds. What they would do is they would take the reeds, they would pull them apart into flat layers, they would weave them together, and they would basically press them until they stuck together. And that was original paper. You could then write on it. However, that paper is not connected to modern paper. Modern paper was invented in China in about 50 AD. What the Chinese did is they took silk or bamboo or hemp or anything with fibers and they boiled it. Once it was boiled, they took out the fibers, they gathered them together, they placed them on a large screen, and basically they let them dry, and that stuck together, and that is modern paper. And you could then write on it. If you go to China or Japan, you can see people making paper that way even today, handmade paper. And once the Chinese had paper, of course, they then invented toilet paper, and they had paper money. Modern paper, well, paper goes from China all over the world, heads to Japan, heads through Asia, comes across into Europe, Germany, and it lands in England by about 1494. That's much more recent than I thought. I thought paper had been around for a long time, but it's actually more recent than you expect. Back then in 1494, paper was still made by hand, and it was made the same way. People would take clothes, rags, anything they could find, they would boil it down, take out the fibers, and they would make paper. In 1799, with the Industrial Revolution, the construction of the manufacture of paper was industrialized. Paper was then made on a larger scale. This brought down the price of paper. However, paper was still made from rags and for old things lying around, so it was still difficult to make. In 1830, somebody realized you could take the fibers from wood. If you cut down a tree and if you pulp the wood, you can get a lot more fibers out, and you can make a lot more paper more easily. So in 1830, wood starts to be used for the manufacturing of paper. And then a short while after that, somebody realizes that if you bleach the paper white, it's much easier to write on. So by about 1830, we have modern paper. We have mass-produced, cheap, modern paper made from wood. Now this, of course, changed society quite considerably. I mean, when you have cheap paper, what can you have? You can have books, you can have school books, you can have newspapers, you can have diaries, people can write letters to each other. Basically, the poor, the working class, can become literate. So the invention of paper did a tremendous amount for the literacy rates in Europe and in England. Society was changed for the better, of course. Although, of course, there are problems associated with paper. 35% of all the trees cut down in the world are cut down for paper. 40% of all trash thrown away across the world is paper trash. So we have lots of problems. We do have good recycling programs, but of course they're not good enough. So what is the way of the future? Well, a lot of countries, a lot of businesses are trying to become paperless. They're trying to use tablets. Interestingly enough, the iPad, the tablet, is called a tablet because it's similar to an original original wood tablet. People used to write on a wooden tablet, now they write on an electronic tablet. So basically we've gone online. I buy all my books as Kindle downloads now. I buy them from Amazon on my Kindle and I read them on that. I don't actually buy books. A lot of people say they like the feel of paper. A lot of people say that paper books won't die out. I personally think they will. I don't think they'll die out for environmental reasons. I mean, obviously, if we move from paper books to online books, we're doing a lot for the environment. We're not cutting down all these trees. However, I don't think the reasons why we will change to electronic books will be environmental. I think in the end it will purely profit. An online file is much cheaper than a book. It doesn't cost anything to distribute an online book. It costs a lot of money to make an actual paper book. So I think we will move in... I think we will move entirely to a paperless society in the near future, but I think it will be because of financial reasons, not because of environmental reasons. In the end, businesses are businesses. I think we will still have paper books. Some people like them, but I think the majority of our literature in the future will be online. I talk too much. I'm sorry. That was interesting. Thank you for watching. If you want to read it, you can click in the link down here in the description. You can find the script, questions, answers down there. You can read it online. If you want to print it out on paper, feel free to do that. That's entirely your choice. The MP3 link is also down there as well. If you like this, click like. It's down here somewhere. If you want to subscribe, please subscribe. That button's over here. It looks something like my head. If you subscribe, you can get these talks whenever I make them. If you liked it, if you think someone else would like it or find it useful, please share it with them. Thank you.